Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click Promote and publicize your congregation to the world.
Understand that, you know, this is somebody who is like an uncle to me. He's somebody who helped me find Christ.
Barack knows what it means to be a black man living in a country that is controlled by rich white people.
Michelle and I told Reverend Otis Moss that we were withdrawing as members of Trinity. United Church of Christ, my home church.
I believe there's an almighty God who speaks to different faiths.
And I believe we worship the same God.
Islam is peace.
I am awed and honored and humbled to have been elected by my sister and brother bishops in the Episcopal Church.
They're back.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild eyed boys that had been away.
Well, welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. As I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted, actually, I don't remember what I was saying. A lot of people to thank. I must honestly say I did not think that this day would come, but it has. Right down literally to the wire being soldered together about 2 minutes ago. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're back on the air. We're going to spend this first hour, our internet hour, talking with you, our listeners. You can give us
a call. That's what it sounded like 1 year ago today. I think my voice was a little higher. They must have sped up the audio or something. But 1 year ago today, Issues Etc. returned to the air after a three-month hiatus after being canceled by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and KFUO Radio. And 1 year after that, we are celebrating our one-year anniversary, returning to the air this Tuesday, June the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. In the next 2 hours of the program, we're going to spend the better part of this first hour just kind of celebrating the year back on the air. Jeff, me, Craig, and our listeners telling us what Issues Etc. means to them. And then Congressman John Shimkus of the 19th Congressional District in Illinois will join us to give us a little bit of a Washington update. Then in the second hour of the program, Pastor Matt Harrison for the entire hour joining us to talk about his favorite subject. And after you're done listening to him on that subject, it'll be yours too. Mercy. That's the lineup for these 2 hours of Issues Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, June the 30th. You can join us for the next 2 hours. Phone lines are open. Our call-in number is 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. This day is reminiscent for me of that day, June 30th, 2008, because things on this day also have kind of literally come down to the wire. We're celebrating with our listeners here in Collinsville, Illinois, an open house that begins here in about 50 minutes here at LPR Studio. And then a little bit later, we'll be eating and celebrating the one-year anniversary just around the corner with our listeners as well. We're very excited about this day. 1 year is a good milestone, and we're hoping that it's the first of many more to come. 1-877-623-6943. Or talkback@issuesetc.org. Jeff, what are your thoughts on this one-year anniversary?
My thoughts are, I was just telling the people out here that if we just didn't have to do a radio show today, if we could just do that anniversary dinner event thing, it would be a lot less hectic.
Yeah, but, and see, my thoughts kind of run in the opposite direction. I was kind of waiting for 3 o'clock because at 3 o'clock, I get to enter my fortress of solitude. While the rest of you are out there, we're going to have people in and out of the studio in the control room while I get to remain in the relative quiet of the LPR studio / office.
Yeah, but they all get to stare at you. It's like you're in the cage.
Well, it's true. I prefer to think of it as a fortress of solitude. And if you remember, I think Superman's Fortress of Solitude was made out of crystal. It was see-through, too, so that's fine. But I don't mind. We like having our listeners visit. We've had listeners visiting us all throughout the last year. And today we wanted to just kind of multiply that experience by as many listeners who wanted to come out and visit LPR Studios and celebrate the 1 year back with us.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Our listeners brought us back. It was God who brought us back through our listeners, but our listeners are the ones who brought us back. And that's what this celebration is really all about. It's about celebrating 1 year back on the air and thanking our listeners and through them, thanking God for doing everything that he did. I look back on it, and I can only think of one word. It's providential. It all came together the way it was supposed to come together. Not the way that I would have planned it, not the way that I wanted it to happen. But this last year has been a phenomenal year for Issues, Etc. Best year, if you ask me. Best year ever out of all the years that Issues, Etc. has been on the air.
Do we ever have any good years? I didn't know we had a best year.
Best is a relative term, Jeff.
Okay.
All so right.
Compared to what?
Yes.
compared to everything else on Christian radio. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And right. Compared to the years, especially the latter years that we spent with our previous employer, this year, best year of Issues, Etc. ever, if you ask me. Independence, a new studio, new listeners, and just an opportunity to do what we did, unfettered by the bureaucratic sensibilities of a large Lutheran denomination.
You know, we're going to play a lot of what does IE mean to you, some cuts, until Congressman Shimkus arrives here. But it occurred to me people could call in and we could show off our telephone system here to all these people behind me. People could call in at 877-623-MY-IE and just go live and tell us what Issues, Etc. means to
you. We've been asking our listeners for the last month or so, what does Issues, Etc. mean to you? And they've been calling on our comment line. But if you want to call live on this Tuesday afternoon, feel free to do that. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's hear from some of those listeners answering the question, what does Issues, Etc. mean to you?
Hello, my name is Lisa, and I live in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm calling to tell you what Issues, Etc. means to me. Issues, Etc. is my secret seminary education, my resource for why I believe, teach, and confess what I believe, teach, and confess, my voice of truth in my earbuds, because I'm on an on-demand listener Tuesday through Sunday. And back when I lived in New York City, it was the voice of truth while riding the subway with the entire world of humanity, beliefs, and faiths around me. And now that I live in the great state of Missouri, it's the voice of truth while I cook dinner, run errands, and drive about in my car.
I like that, the voice of truth for her. Wherever she was, wherever she is now, the voice of truth. Thank you very much for telling us what Issues, Etc. means to you. I like the secret seminary education. We're going to have to remember that one as a tagline. In fact, some of the very best taglines, those little lines that you hear as we go into breaks, some of the very best taglines that we have come from our listeners telling us what Issues, Etc. means to them. And we just steal the lines, and we have the voice of Issues, Etc. Michael come in here and record them for us, and you get to hear it every single day on the program. Here's another listener telling us what Issues, Etc. means to them.
Hi, this is Pastor Bert Miller from Trinity Lutheran Church in Amherst, Nebraska. I wanted to let you know that I really appreciate the service that you're doing to the church at large and for myself as well. There have been many times in my ministry here when I've been able to listen to your program and as a consequence remain faithful to the promises that I made at my ordination day. And I really appreciate that. And please keep it up, you guys. You guys are in my thoughts and prayers. And Lord's blessings to you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.
We hear this from pastors a lot. And Bert, thank you very much for listening up there in Nebraska. We hear from pastors who say, look, this is continuing education. The first commenter there said, a secret seminary education. And we don't pretend to be educating people at the seminary level, but what we're trying to do is bring the very best of biblical scholarship, of theological thinking, of clear Christian critical thinking to our listeners. It makes for a great formula for radio, and it happens to be something that so many of our listeners feel that they benefit from. The educational aspects that permeate much of what we do here on Issues, et cetera. We're proud to do it, to bring together the very best guests from all over Christendom to treat these topics, some of these topics that are we think of them as evergreen, those things we always need to know, biblical topics like confession. We'll be talking later with Pastor Matt Harrison about mercy, these broad topics, all the way down to the timely stuff that we talk about each and every week on Issues, etc. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Do we have time for one more before the break? Here's another listener, what Issues, etc. means to them.
Issues, etc. is the most stimulating talk show I'm aware of on the Internet. After a 15-year absence from the church, I credit Issues, etc. as the single most important reason for my return to Christianity in general and the church in particular. It is an invaluable resource, and I constantly refer my friends and family to various broadcasts, which include some of the best theologians and thinkers of the modern age. I thank Pastor Todd Wilkin and his producer, Jeff Schwartz, from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks to all of our listeners. We're still on the air 1 year later for one reason, and that is our listeners. I often say now only our listeners have canceled can cancel us, and I wake up every morning and I think, have our listeners canceled us? Not yet, so I better go to work. Until they cancel us, I'll just continue to show up and do the show. Our call-in number on this Tuesday, June the 30th, thanking our listeners for the one-year anniversary of Issues, Etc.'s return, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll be right back.
What does Issues, Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues, Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. What does Issues, Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring Issues, Etc. back. Michael J. Tucker, Barb, Robert Coulter, Raymond McPherson, Todd Baker, Doug Pack, Michael Covington, Mark Balco, William Metter, and Lester Horter. Thanks for your support.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming. Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana, Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. Journal. issuesetc.org, and click Promote. The Issues, Etc. 300. Well, we're hearing from our listeners on this one-year anniversary of Issues, Etc.'s return to the air Tuesday afternoon, June the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Let's go to the phones. Dan is listening in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin. How are you?
Very well.
Just wanted to express my regrets that I wasn't able to be over there a couple states away. Also wanted to come on and read a blog post that I wrote up this morning over there on necessaryroughness.org. There's my plug. I wanted to tell you guys again, thank you for being on for a year. I was first turned on to Issues Etc. by then-seminarian Stephen Parks. He's been a guest. Back when IRC was the king of social networking and Facebook was limited to Ivy League schools, the show continues to teach that what you believe matters, first and foremost for your salvation, but also in your dealings with your neighbor. Issues Etc. has had many guests, some of whom I've had the pleasure to meet in person in my travels, Sandra Ostapowicz and a litany of pastors, Borghardt, Swirla, Lehman, Reinecke, Day, Murray, Zill, Wolf Miller, and others. All of these people are class acts, and you included remind us that we are hardly alone. Pastor Wilkin has articulated some of the instincts that I have had as a lifelong Lutheran. Things that I took for granted in the congregation that I was raised were no longer found in some of the churches I had visited. In 2005, I heard an excellent program regarding children in church, which reassured me that that church was also for my daughter with autism. We didn't want to put the children in a separate room. We wanted to have them worshiping with us. Another thing was that Wilkins' three-part diagnostic revealed that preaching wasn't just three anecdotes and a punchline. It's about Jesus rescuing you from eternal damnation and strengthening your faith through word and sacraments. I realize this is just Issues Etc., but I did want to give a shout-out also for Chris Roseborough. He's been very instrumental with you guys in getting the show on the air. And he also articulates some of the instincts that I'd had. One of my, or a congregation that I was attending, was adopting some seeker-sensitive principles and sacrificing law and gospel in the process. And so, one moment, please.
Go ahead. Go upstairs, please.
Live radio. That's what it is.
that's my child. That's my child with autism. She's doing wonderful.
Great.
I did want to give a shout for Chris Roseborough and also for Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz is apparently an avid Necessary Roughness reader, and I appreciate his individual attention for Blog of the Week. But in summary, Issues Etc. has helped me to become a better dad, a husband, a spiritual head of the household, employee, parishioner, citizen, and other vocations that I've been called to. And please, you guys who are listening out there, go ahead and consider donating to these guys, or cajole your congregation into doing so also. Pastor Wilkin, thank you for your time.
Dan, thank you very much. Dan's got that blog, Necessary Roughness, and I think Jeff has picked it several times for his blog pick of the week. If you go there, you'll be able to read his thoughts on the return of Issues, etc. Dan, thank you very, very much. One of the reasons we do blog pick of the week is because the bloggers have been very good friends to us, especially in the last year. Very, very good friends indeed. Well, here's another comment from a listener on what Issues Etc. means.
Hi, guys. It's Deborah DeBoer here from Dallas, Texas. Wanted to call and congratulate you on your one-year anniversary. I certainly thank God for using the evil that the LCMS corporate crumbs had in mind to accomplish his plan to bring your voices back to the airwaves. I wanted to be there with you in Collinsville to help celebrate, but economics just didn't make it possible. Please know that I am with you guys in spirit and that you are always in my prayers. In answer to the question about what Issues Etc. means to me, well, let me say that I think you guys are kind of my beacon during the week. You keep me focused on what really matters in this, our temporary home, this veil of tears, if you will. I know that when I grab my iPod to replay your excellent shows, that I will be blessed, enlightened, and encouraged. I pray by God's grace that Issues Etc. will flourish for many more years to come. And while you guys are celebrating, hey, Todd, go ahead and drink a chelada for me, because I'm sure not going to drink that stuff. but I'll go ahead and raise a glass of Guinness in honor of issues, etc. Blessings, you guys.
Now, there's nothing wrong with Guinness, but can't hold a candle to chelada. In fact, we had a listener bring by a four-pack earlier this week, which is chilling as we speak. I plan when Matt shows up. Believe me, I won't talk about it on the air, Jeff, but when Matt shows up, I plan to crack a chelada.
You're too late. Chris Rosebro, Pirate Christian Radio, Fighting for the Faith, he's already raided the refrigerator and drank your chelada. Gone. It's all gone. All of it. He took everything. He started drinking them, and then what was left, he took it in his Pirate Christian Radio van. Or not van, SUV. It's gone.
All right. Well, I mean, I imagine someone else will show up today to replenish the
supply. You know how those pirates are.
Yeah, I know. They're always plundering and carrying off booty and things like that. Look, you don't have to like chelada to like issues, et cetera. Chelada is just the most delicious drink invented by man that happens to be the primary benefit, or the secondary benefit, I should say, of listening to issues, et cetera. I mean, if we've introduced you to chelada and you've become a fan of that, that's all the better. Very few are fans, by the way. I mean, I've urged it on dozens of people, and they all find it completely repulsive. And my response has always been the same, right? What is it, Craig? What do I say? More for me. That's right. More for me. Hey, Craig, before we go back to the comments, I want to hear from Craig on his thoughts regarding the last year and the return of issues, et cetera.
Well, Pastor Todd, you know, it was...
He calls me Pastor Todd when the mic is on.
Wilkin and T.W., that's right. Those T-dub. Are a couple of the nicknames that right. That I have for you. I think it was a stroke of luck, or at least I call it a stroke of luck. It was all part of the master plan, I think. You know, when I came back to Illinois, and I was amazingly the same time you folks were looking for someone to be a board op and to work in the office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I don't know. You know, I called Jeff one day I'm back in the area. Let's get together for a meeting. We went to lunch and... You know, I started when the show started. I was here working on the board with you folks, and took on more and more responsibility. And now I'm the third leg here. Without me, the table would fall. So
absolutely, I mean, without you, there would be no table.
Right.
I mean, I asked Craig for his thoughts on the return of issues, et cetera. It was providential. One day, Jeff calls me. He says, "Guess who I'm talking to?" And I said, "Who?" Craig, we had, correct me if I'm wrong, hadn't we dreamed when we were at KFUO that someday we would be able to take the show independent and take Craig with us?
Absolutely.
And when Craig left KFUO to go pursue his fortune elsewhere, we were heartbroken. And I think we really were truly heartbroken. And our dream was always, you know, if we could only get Craig to come back from, where was he? One of those eastern states, you know, I call them the crooked states out there. One of those curly states over there on the eastern seaboard. If we could ever get him to come back, and he did come back, and has become hopefully a permanent part of Issues, et cetera.
Hey, quick thing. Craig's brother, and I'm not going to say his name because that's part of the Issues, et cetera trivia contest we're
right.
going to play tonight. He's grilling. He just called, and I know that you got the roasters from church. Are they supposed to put water in the bottom of those roasters?
Do not require water. I was told that
so
specifically.
So we're going to have dry hamburgers and hot dogs.
No,
is that
no.
what you're saying?
They do not require okay. that water be put in the bottom of them. They're new fangled roasters.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna call Craig's brother right back.
All right, make sure that he knows that and don't use his name on the air. It's part of we're gonna do a little trivia when we get together for dinner later tonight with our listeners, and that's one of the questions. Frankie, I just said his name. Don't say it. All right, let's hear from another listener.
Issues, et cetera, has reconnected me with the church fathers and with saints throughout the ages. In a way that, frankly, most evangelical churches have not.
Short and sweet. Thank you very much. I always say smartest listeners in radio, they're able to say in just a few sentences what it takes us here on Issues, Etc., a whole year to do in its radio version. Thank you very much for your thoughts there. And, you know, we do consider evangelicalism the foil to much of what we do here on Issues, Etc., because evangelicalism took Christian media by storm and in many ways took Christ out of the Christian media when they did so. And that's part of what we're trying to do, put Christ back in Christian radio here on Issues, Etc. We do want to hear from you. We are coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, June the 30th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkbackatissuesetc.org, talkbackatissuesetc.org. A little later in the hour, after hearing from more of our listeners, John Shimkus, he's from the 19th Congressional District in Illinois, will join us here in Studio A to give us a Washington update. That'll round off the first hour. The second hour of the program, Pastor Matt Harrison will be here with us, along with all of our listeners, celebrating our one-year anniversary's return to the air. We'll be talking about a subject near and dear to his heart, mercy. That's the second hour of Issues, Etc. We have an open house going on. It actually hasn't officially begun. It starts in about 25 minutes, but we already have listeners with us in the control room. And we invite all of our listeners to come and join us and celebrate this one year back. 1-877-623-6943 or talkbackatissuesetc.org. We're asking and answering the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? Our listeners are answering that question. We'll hear from more of them on the other side of the break. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned. The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Katie Yonkers, Jerry Brock, Danielle Cooper, David Barger, Pastor Steve Wichtendahl, Michelle Wettern, Eugene Schlunt, Evelyn Schlunt, Brian Murphy, and Sharon Kint. Thanks for your support.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, two young men started a fire at a local abortion mill. One of the men, Sergio Baca, was trying to save the life of his unborn child. His ex-girlfriend was scheduled to have an abortion there the following day. He was desperately hoping the fire would stop her. What these men did was absolutely wrong. They got caught and sentenced to jail and have to make financial restitution. I counsel fathers of aborted babies and understand Sergio's misguided actions. God instills in men the desire to protect their offspring. It's a very strong instinct. Sergio's kicked in when it became likely his baby would die in an abortion chamber. The Supreme Court has ruled fathers have zero say over an abortion decision. This is barbaric and must change.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkins. It's Tuesday afternoon, June the 30th, a day we've been looking forward to for a long time. In fact, for 1 year. Here at Issues Etc. We have our listeners with us helping us celebrate. Our open house begins in about a half an hour and some dinner afterwards with our listeners. Jeff is out there showing people around the control room, and Ron is listening in the Twin Cities. Ron, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, hi, Todd. This is congratulations to you and Jeff and Craig, and it's really a blessing to have you guys on the air. And I remember back a couple of years ago trying to understand infant baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I guess what Issues Etc. means to me is understanding, I guess, some of these really difficult topics, such as I remember a show on infant faith that you guys did, and it just hit me like a freight train. It finally understanding what that meant and your wonderful use of the Bible to illustrate that understanding. it's just a blessing. And really, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart as well.
Hey, Ron, do you remember who the guest was?
I don't.
Was it Andrew Doss by any chance, Dr. Andrew Doss?
You know, that doesn't. I just remember the show and what was said. That kind of does ring a bell. But it was actually a show on infant faith, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful treatise on the topic.
Ron, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in the Twin Cities. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Look, this is fundamental to what we do here on the program. We try and take these topics that are ponderous sometimes and are difficult to understand, difficult not so much to intellectually grasp, but to get. Some of what the Bible teaches is hard to get. It runs counter to our reason and our intuition. And is it intuitive that infants believe when baptized? No, because we tend to think of infants in terms of their incapabilities, but has nothing to do with the capacities or capabilities of us sinners. It has everything to do with what God can and does do and promises to do in and through baptism. And when we break it down, believe me, Ron, we learn as much as our listeners do. Here's David in Kansas City. Hi, David.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. Hey, congratulations. You're back on the air. Hey, I just want to share with you a couple influences that Issues, Etc. have had on me. First of all, you are largely responsible for or had a hand in my coming to my current home congregation. I was out in California when you guys had were out in Kansas City and had Pastor Boland on the air and some other pastors from the circuit. And when it came time to relocate, I knew exactly where I wanted to go, having heard Pastor Boland being interviewed by you. The second one is that influences as a writer, as a Christian writer, I take a lot of the topics and questions that you pose on Issues, Etc., and am able to discuss those in the Lutheran Messenger for the Blind.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad we were helpful in helping you find a good, solid Lutheran home for Sunday morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, Pastor Dick Boland, a good friend of the program, and I'll tell you what, that's one of the things we try and do when we do these pastors' roundtables. We try and bring together faithful, solid, confessional pastors into one room, this little room where I'm sitting right now, or by telephone. Whether we were doing it on remotes or we're doing it here at LPR Studios, bringing these pastors together to discuss the very basics of the Christian faith. And believe me, among all of the shows that we know our listeners love, it's those pastors' roundtables that deal with the basics of the Christian faith, the ABCs, those things that you must continue to learn and know in order to be a Christian. Those are the ones our listeners value the most, and we're happy to do it. And it's nice to have so many faithful pastors to choose from all over the country. So what does Issues, Etc. mean to you? Here's another listener.
My name is Jane Crams, and I learned freedom from Good Shepherd. I go to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arno now, which is great. But from Issues, Etc., I learned what faith is. I got off of the treadmill of being a Southern Baptist, of always not knowing if I had enough faith. Was it had faith? But was it saving faith? And when I learned on Issues, Etc., that faith is a gift of God and that it comes from hearing the gospel, it was like when Martin Luther had his power experience, it was like everything opened up. And since I've learned, Todd has taught me so much doctrine. And when people say doctrine, does it matter? That's not true, because doctrine gives you the foundation to then know how to read the Bible. And from there, it took me 9 years to not be a Baptist anymore. I came from there to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arno, where Pastor Bert gives us great long gospel every Sunday, and he is a true pastor. Thank you, Issues, Etc.
You know, we used to know Jane in our former incarnation as Jane the Baptist. That's how she always referred to herself. Now we know her as Jane the Lutheran, and I know exactly what she's talking about. I remember many a conversation with her in all those years on the air talking about these things. And I remember having conversations with her where she emphasized that very thing, the freedom that comes with knowing that Christ has done it all and it's all about Jesus for you. And it changes the way the Christian thinks about his life when he realizes that, yes, now even my life, even your life, is not about me. It's about Jesus for me, and it's about me for my neighbor. It works out nicely that way. And it is freedom. Yes, that's what the scripture calls freedom. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's hear from one more listener on what Issues Etc. means.
Hello, Todd, Craig, Jeff. My name is Jeremy from Newark, Delaware. I'm pastor of a Lutheran congregation here. And what Issues Etc. means to me is an opportunity for continuing education, a lot of times simple education, and a reconnection with a lot of the professors that I learned from, and just a way to remain connected to Orthodox Lutheranism throughout the world. And I greatly appreciate the show and that you're back on the air, and I'm grateful for the opportunities that you provide, the service that you provide for the people to continue learning about the precious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God's blessings on your continued work, and I'm an on-demand listener, and I'd love the opportunity to have my iPod filled with your services. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And we do love our on-demand listeners, and, you know, that is one of the strengths of Issues, et cetera. It's not there are so many strengths. The obvious strength is it is Christ-centered and cross-focused. That is the overriding strength. But in service of that strength, we have this stable of guests that I talk about so often that come and bring us, be they topics secular or religious, they come and bring the very best to the studios of Issues, etc., and to our listeners. And we cannot give thanks enough for those guests. They do it all free, by the way. We don't pay them. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart. And whether it's the guests in the studios or the listener at the other end, it's all, especially on this day where we celebrate 1 year back on the air, it's all reason to give thanks to God and to our listeners.